shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
This is Bobby Dooley, and I'm here with my husband, Steve, and we've been filling in tonight. We've had an awful lot of fun, Steve.
Yeah, it's been a long day because you didn't even tell people about how you'd done the podcast.
We did. Yes, you're right. We did a podcast with Chris D'Elia, and Chris is one of the stars of Whitney, and he's a stand-up comedian. I don't know. Why do they call them stand-up comedians?
Because they're standing up.
Well, I know they're standing. Is that why they call them that?
Yeah, I think on the stand-up.
Well, so what if they sat down? Are they a sat-down comic? I understand why they say it, but it kind of sounds dumb if you think about it the way that I just said it. Is it a sat-down comedian, you know?
Well, Bobby, they're not going to do that.
Well, why aren't they going to do that? I mean, this is the arguments that we have, you know?
Well, I mean...
Stephen, hold on. Steve and I have these arguments. Why aren't they going to do it, Steve?
Because if the guy is a sat-down comic, that defeats its own purpose.
Well, no, because the man's... Are you saying because comedy's only funny if they're standing up?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, that sounds crazy.
Well, I don't see that that's necessarily the case, that they have to stand up to get the laugh. Maybe it's... Do you think it's because the laugh, the oxygen helps the laugh? I don't know. I'm really asking you.
I don't know, but I think it's not as funny if the guy is sitting in a chair as if the guy is standing up. And you may have something about oxygen keeping a laugh, holding a laugh back.
No, no, I'm saying if they don't have enough oxygen because they're sitting down, you know?
Yeah, that may be it.
Well, I don't know, but Chris Norton is back with us. Chris is a young man from Hermosa Beach, California. Chris, you've been on this program before with Mr. Hendry. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a telemarketer from Redondo Beach, California.
But you also spend an awful lot of time at the singles bars, right?
Well, yeah, I do. I mean, I'm not trying to be, I'll say this as respectfully as I can. I mean, I'm not trying to be no dirtbag. A dirtbag is not a dirtbag, but...
A dirtbag? Is that what you were trying to say?
No, I think I crossed it.
Yeah, you crossed dirt and douche.
That's it. I crossed up dirt and douche. I got douche. Or maybe I got dude. I don't want to be a dude bag.
Well, what is a dude bag? I don't understand.
He's crossing up dirt and douche.
Yeah.
Well, then don't cross it up and do it like a... Well, I better not say because they got angry at me the last time.
You're talking about doing it like a white man?
Yes, but they don't want me to say that.
Oh, my God, lady. That's racism. That Mr. Henry doesn't... I know Mr. Henry's not going to allow that.
Well, no, I am not a racist. I beg your pardon.
Well, you said do it like a white man.
Well, I'm just saying... All right, I apologize, ladies and gentlemen. I didn't mean to say that. What I meant to say was do it good, you know?
Okay, what I'm trying to say is this. A dude bag... Shoot. If you're a dude bag, you're going to say... If you go into a bar, and I love to go into the Rusty Pelican, a lot of my friends are in there, a lot of chicks that I know, a lot of dudes that I know are in the Rusty Pelican on Friday night, Saturday night. That's probably one of the best places to go to, you know, to touch, you know, what we call, you know, roll a tang cigarette, you know, and just go ahead and put your lips on it. And
now, what is rolling a tang cigarette? What is that?
Well,
what are you laughing at, Steve?
Nothing.
What are you laughing at, Steve?
Because he's talking about poontang.
Yeah, that's what it basically is, poontang.
Well, I've never heard that word. What is poontang?
Well, poontang is like in the movie Saving Private Ryan, when the guy goes, if I die for a word, by word, poontang.
No, no, it's a full jacket, I think.
That's right, I'm sorry, it's called full jacket. It's poontang. But, I can't get the words to come out the way I want them to.
Well, what is the problem?
I don't know. I'm feeling nervous. What time do you have?
I've got, on the West Coast, we have 11... Isn't it after midnight, Dan, on the West Coast? Oh, my God, we've only done 1 hour? Oh, that's... I thought the night was flying along, and it's not. This is the longest, most boring night I think I've ever had in my life. I was enjoying myself until I realized we had two more hours to do.
Yeah, that's...
Oh, I think I'm going to blow my brains out. I really think...
I mean, Miss Dooley, can I finish what I'm saying?
Talk to my husband. I've got to get out of here.
Where are you going?
I got to go. I got to... Oh, God. That is the worst news. We've got 2 hours of this sickness to get through.
All right, go ahead. I'm Steve. Mine's called Steve Dooley. Not mine's called Steve Dooley, but this is called Steve Dooley. Or no. Oh, God.
Okay, well, let me just tell everybody. My name's Chris Norton, and Ms. Dooley had... She's probably throwing up. I don't know what she's doing. But I was talking about Swang Magazine, and Swang Magazine...
Are you talking about Swang?
I'm talking about Swang, no.
Yeah, you said Swang.
No, I said Swang, man. You know, don't... Dude, just because you're, you know, I don't like you, man. I don't like you or your old lady. The two of you are strictly weird. And it's Swang Magazine. I read it on the airplane. I forget it.
Okay, I'm Steve Dooley. We got a problem, and the problem is this. My wife thought that she'd done 2 hours of radio, and she only done one. And why is that? Because her mind is going. And I think it's because she's, Mr. Henry couldn't do the show tonight on account of he is tired. And I understand that, and everybody knows about it. But my wife, Bobby, she's tired, too. She went and she did a Chris DeLulio, or Chris DeLunia. Anyway, the guy on Whitney, she interviewed him, and then she interviewed a bunch of stuff. Not to come back here. And here she thought the night was flying by, and it's only been 1 hour, and she's probably in the bathroom right now crying and retching it up. Probably puking and probably retching up blood, too. But I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised. And anyway... I love her very much. I think she's done a great job, and just pray for her. Well, she's okay. Well, here she comes now.
Yeah, let me do it, Steve. Get out of the chair.
Well, people have to know.
No, I appreciate that, Steve. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I went into the bathroom, and I had a big cry. I honestly thought that we'd done 2 hours of radio, and we'd only done one. So that means that a night that I thought was going by with such ease is actually crawling by, and I don't know if I can stand it.
Well, you want me to get Mr. Henry?
No, no, I'll continue with this living hell. But I love being, don't take me wrong, I really like being on the radio. So we had Chris Norton talking about Swank Magazine, and I don't know what else. There's a Preparation H commercial I could do. What should I do?
Tell people about how they can get rid of it.
Well, I have been doing a little... sales work myself on behalf of Phil Hendry. I spoke with the representative of Preparation H. Now, I understand, before you say anything, I understand that it's a very, very sensitive sort of a product to advertise because there's a lot of juvenile thinking people and they'll go, ha, 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 ha. Preparation H. But I said to the man at the Preparation H company, I said, let's kick this around and see if it actually goes through the goalposts for 3 points. He said, hit me. What if I, Bobby Dooley, what if I personally did the pitch for Preparation H? I'm a woman. I'm not a man, so it's not going to sound juvenile. I can sell it as a mother, as someone who's concerned for her sons, and it will be adult, and. Well, his eyes lit up like he just stuck his finger right up the rear end of an electric kangaroo. You know what I mean, Steve?
Yeah.
His eyeballs came out of his skull about a half an inch, lit up and said tilt on both of them, and I distinctly heard one of those old, you know, those 1920 car horns. Aruga, aruga.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he loved the idea.
He loved the idea. He loved the idea. I mean, and he sat there with the eyeballs bulged out, the lips turned bright red and flamed out, his tongue rolled out of his head like a roll of like a sail slip, and he's going, aruga, aruga. And then he hit the floor, and they couldn't get him, he wasn't conscious for about 20 minutes, and I thought, oh my God, maybe something bad really happened, you know?
Yeah, what happened, though?
He just laid there like a jackball, and then they finally kicked him in the, well, they had to kick him in the you-know-what, and he goes, ow, ow, ow. some guys fake it, you know, and I don't like it the way they fake it. I don't know what's wrong with this television screen, but my face is so... Oh, thank God.
What happened?
The Phil TV screen, my face was so up... It looked horrid. I could see the pores in my nose. I'm very frightened. Let's take a break. I'm Bobby Dooley, and you're listening to The Phil Hendry Show with me, Bobby Dooley.
And me, Steve Dooley.
And when we come back, we're going to talk about how Preparation H may just be a new advertiser on The Phil Hendry Show. If I've got anything to say about it, if it sits well with me, huh, Steve?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Huh? Steve?
Yeah, it's great.
Okay. Truth is our bitch. The Phil
okay.
Hendry Show.
Okay. My name is Bobby Dooley, and welcome back to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And before we bring on our next guest, a man that you all know very, very well, I want to get something set up here, because I know he's not paying for the airtime, but just as a way of honoring him and saying we're very grateful that he called in, here is the theme of the jingle. Steve, turn off the...
I was just listening to Drake.
Turn off Drake. This is a talk station. People don't know from Drake. Do you understand?
Yeah, I like...
I don't care. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. Nobody... The talk audience doesn't. And they don't like it because it's black.
It's what?
The talk radio audience doesn't like black music. All right. Let me welcome in... It's Ted... Hold on for a minute. Why am I hearing myself?
It's all right. It slapped. It slapped you.
Oh, it didn't slap. It's called slap back. All right. And now, ladies and gentlemen, Ted Bell.
Ted's a Beverly Hills steakhouse.
Yeah.
Come on down to Ted's of Beverly Hills.
I'm Ted Bell, and everybody in Beverly Hills knows who I am. Even if Bobby got a little confused, I certainly understand. Come on down to Ted Bell. Because we've got the lean loin, the pork loin, because we are in business with Pigfellows of Pacoima. And I want everybody to know, Bobby, the Pigfellows people. What are you doing? Hold on.
Why are you playing that again?
You got to play it again.
No, you don't have to play it again.
Yeah, you do, because you went Pigfellow. Nobody can hear it. Excuse me, is that your husband?
Yes, it's my husband, Steve.
All right, hey, Steve. Steve.
Yes, sir.
Kill the music. I think I just said kill the music, and I don't hear anybody having any respect for me and the respect that I need and the respect that I want in my commercials. So as I asked you to kill the music, and you didn't kill the music.
Well, the music wasn't over with. It wasn't wet.
The music wasn't wet. What does that mean, the music wasn't wet?
He's making a joke about the guys that work in your kitchen.
Let me tell you something, young man, Mr. Dooley. You know what? I'm Ted Bell. I don't run some landscaping business. I've got a restaurant where very important people come in to break bread, to have a drink, and to get big business deals concluded.
Well, Mr. Bell, I know a lot of guys go out on the grass and they talk about business.
Oh, well, I mean, I ain't got nothing on you. The guys are standing on the grass talking about business. I bet you they walk down a row of petunias and smell the flowers, too, huh? But it ain't the same thing. Now, Ms. Dooley, I'm on the program here to talk about, my restaurant and the loin that I wanted to tell you about, Pigfellows. And this guy is...
Steve, why don't you just back off? What is Pigfellows, Ted?
Pigfellows is a new working agreement that Ted of Beverly's Pigfellows is a new working agreement that Tezzy's Pig. My name isn't Desi, is it?
Is what?
Is my name Desi? No, it's Ted. I keep wanting to say it. Desi's of Beverly Hills.
I don't know what that's about. That's.
Well,
the husband of yours said that all the guys that work in my kitchen are wet, and all of a sudden I'm thinking...
I don't think Steve meant to say that.
Well, I mean, isn't it true?
I thought I asked you to shut up.
Please don't talk to him that way.
No, I am going to talk to him that way. I asked you to shut up, Dooley. I asked you to shut up, okay?
Yeah, whatever.
No, not whatever. I want you to shut up, because this is my time to talk about pig fellows. I've got a working arrangement with one of the big pork suppliers in the San Fernando Valley. It's pig fellows out of Pacoima. And it's got a great advertising opportunity. And there's a lot of hooks, what we call a lot of hooks in the advertising business. So you say, well, all right, and by the way, the lean loin from Pigfellows of Pacoima, because at Pigfellows, you know what we say, stay away from the garbage. Stay away from the garbage, slap. Stay away from the garbage, slap. See?
I don't know what that is.
I do.
Well, I don't want to hear about it from you. Ms. Dooley, I am imploring you to keep that guy away from me because it's going to get bad.
Steve, just back off.
Well, I got a right to the Constitution.
You got a right to the Constitution? Is that what I heard the guy just say?
He's talking about freedom of speech.
Yeah. Not on my segment, you don't.
Well.
No. Now, do you understand what I'm saying?
About what?
When I just go, God, Lord, Lord.
Oh, you're starting to sound like John Huston in Chinatown. Stop that.
Well, that's how I feel. I feel like John. I feel like I just saw Faye Dunaway with her eyeball hanging out. How does that grab you? The way I've been treated on this program tonight, I'm leaning back in a Duesenberg with my eyeball hanging out. That's how I've been treated on this program tonight by you, your husband, your three sons who aren't there.
I think you have just insulted my family, and we did nothing.
Look, Bobby.
No, hold on. We did nothing to incur that wrath. Now, Ted, you're talking about Pigfellows of Pacoima. I know that they supply pork. We have been doing with Pigfellows for... We've been dealing with them for a long time. They've got some of the finest chops that money can buy. I know that.
They've got four kinds of pork chop, and we've ordered up all of them. They do three kinds of pork loin. They've got the pork... Everything that is pork. And Pigfellows, as I said... This is a great advertising opportunity.
Well, I just didn't understand. What do you mean? What did you mean when you said stay away from the garbage slap?
Because in the movie Goodfellas, Pauly says to Henry Hill, I don't want you fooling with the garbage, meaning heroin. And he slaps him in the face. All right? We can take that and apply that to Pigfellows, only we're talking about bad pork, you know?
God, man, talk about bad pork. Guy's going to have the runs.
Would you shut up? Tell him to shut up or I'm driving down there and shutting him up.
Steve.
God.
Yeah, that's right. I will get in my car. It's warming up right now. Hey, Jerry. I want Armando to warm up my... Tell him to warm up the SL. Yeah, tell him to warm up my SL. I want it warming up and I want it ready for me to jump. Don't open the door. No, I want to leap into it. Did you hear what I just said, Ms. Dooley?
I heard you say something stupid about leaping into your car.
Stupid? Is that what you call it? Excuse me, but I told the valet, Armando, I want my car warming up. The car is now running. The hood, the top is down. And I said, I want the keys left in it. And I said, get away from it. Just everybody get clear of my car. Because on a minute's notice, I don't know.
Well, you know, I don't know what you're trying to say.
I'll tell you what I'm trying to say. If I get any trouble at all, I'm running out of this restaurant. God, you know, I was feeling so good before I called.
Oh, my God, Ted Bell's crying.
Ha, ha, ha. Ted Bell's crying.
I'll kill you, Dooley. I'll kill you. Now, if I get pissed off enough, I'm going to run out of this restaurant, leap into my Mercedes, because the top is down, the keys are in the ignition. I will leap into it. And even before my ass hits the leather of the seat, the car's moving forward. All right? You understand how fast that is?
Well, I think that sounds stupid. I don't think you can do that.
Oh, really? Oh man. Okay, goodbye.
Do you think he's...
Yeah, he said he's going to come down and kick my ass. I didn't do nothing.
Well, Ted, if you're on your way down here and you think you're going to come busting into my studio... I don't think it's going to happen. I just won't allow it to happen. And I'll bet you anything that you probably tripped and fell and broke your head open or something as you were trying to leap into your Mercedes that you have. I'm Bobby Dooley.
Hey!
Phil Hendry. The world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back, everyone. My name is Bobby Dooley, and I'm very grateful to be filling in for Phil Hendry tonight. It does fall to me to give you a little bit of news. It's not bad news so much as it could have been, and it gave us all a little bit of a scare. Ted Bell, who was getting a little bit emotional, and I guess I can understand, apparently did make good on the threat that he had his car being warmed up out in the parking lot there at Ted's of Beverly Hills by one of the valets, right, Steve?
Yeah, Armando.
Armando. Now, he said he wanted the car being warmed up. He said he wanted the top down on it so he could dive into the driver's seat. He wanted everyone cleared away from it. And he was going to jump into the car and take off and come to my home and confront Steve. Well, there's a couple of things that he didn't take into consideration. We're not at our house.
No, we're at the radio studio.
We're at the radio studio. That's number one. So I would have laughed until I stained a little bit. And forgive me for saying that, Steve. I know you don't like me to say that.
Well, it's a little, you know, if you're peeing green that day.
Well, we don't have to tell. Oh, my God, Steve.
I'm sorry.
In any event, God.
I'm sorry, but you do.
Well, do I tell people if you pee green? In any event, I would have laughed until, yes, there was staining. But I'm certainly not going to impose upon you and tell you what color the stain is. You are really gross.
Bobby.
No, you are really gross. All right. So what happened, though, is this. We're not there. Apparently, when he was talking to Armando as he was coming to, because that's what happened, he knocked himself out, Ted Bell. As he was diving into his car, he remembered that we're not at home, we're at the radio studio. And it took his mind off long enough not to notice that Armando was moving his car. So two things were happening. The car was being moved, and he didn't get a real good dive into the car because he realized we weren't at the house. We're at the radio studio. He wound up diving instead into the back end of a garbage truck.
Yeah, and it was there, and they had the truck cruncher on.
And they had the thing that crushes the garbage on. Now, apparently Armando had moved his car to make room for this garbage truck. Ted looked back at me as if to say, "You dirty so-and-so." You know, or he was looking back at the restaurant, she's not at home.
Yeah, and so he didn't see the garbage truck.
So he dove into the garbage truck. The squisher was on.
Yeah.
And so I'm led to believe that we have some of the audio. Can we bring that up?
Well, it's got to be kind of grotesque and everything, and the people that hope they understand about it.
No, I
got to
go over there right now. I got that car. Is my car warmed up? Get out of my way. Everybody clear out. Oh, my God. Wait a second. They're not at home. They're at the radio studio. Ow, that stings.
All right. Was that it?
Yeah.
Now, they got him out of the garbage compactor, didn't they?
Not a garbage. It's a squisher.
What difference does it make, Steve? It's a squisher. They don't call it that, do they?
Well, it's in the back of a garbage truck, not the same as a pack. As a palm tractor, or the, it's not the same as a palm tractor.
As the palm factor?
Yeah, the garbage palm factor.
You mean compactor, not a palm factor.
Oh, okay. Thought it was. Well, you were talking about masturbation.
I'm not talking about masturbation right now. What an absolute blithering imbecile you are, Steve. And I love you so very much.
Thank you.
I really do, but... the palm factor, where did you get that? That's really... So, Ted Bell was... he was compacted. He's going to be fine. But there was a bit of disturbance there at the very... I don't even know what I'm doing anymore here on the Phil Hendry Show. I don't think Phil should have had me fill again for him tonight because it's really, really bad. Ted, take it away.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
Don't dig a deep, don't dig it. Don't dig a deep, don't dig it. That's freeway. Okay.
Here at Ted.
Thank you, Ted. That was Ted. He'd been squished.
Yeah, that was, you couldn't hear it on account of that.
His head got pinched in. There was, but he'll be fine. The doctor tells me that it's like hard. It's like something that's resilient. And thank God, Ted's head is. He doesn't have a head that's made of styrofoam, but apparently his head does bounce back. That's what the doctor told me. Anyway, I was on the horn or on the phone with him. He wasn't horny. He was on the horn.
Well, what does that mean?
He was on the phone.
Oh, okay.
And he horned in. No, he was on the phone. Oh, my God. Anyway, I'm Bobby Dooley. I want to tell you all about the Phil Hendry website. You will notice, for those of you who are BSPs, that means backstage poob or pub, the backstage poon.
No, backstage pass.
Backstage pass, I'm sorry. You'll notice that the Phil Hendry podcasts that have been so popular on iTunes and other places, these are now only for subscribers. Only for subscribers. Now, the last 25 are still available on iPoon, but they are not what?
Not iPoon, it's iTunes.
On iTunes. The last 25 are available on iTunes, but all of the ones before that, which are about 120, I think, are now strictly on the website, the Phil Hendry Show website, for Backstage Pass members only. So it's very, very important for you to remember that. In order to get the daily Phil Hendry Show, not daily, in order to get the Phil Hendry Show Legacy podcast that's been on iTunes, that's free, you now have to have a Backstage Pass. And of course, you need to have a Backstage Pass to get the daily podcast. All of these podcasts are driving me crazy. I don't know what they mean. And you also get so much more there at the Phil Hendry Show podcast. So whatever you do, make sure you get over to the Phil Hendry podcast real soon. We have just had such a ball filling in for Phil Hendry over the years, being a part of his great radio show. We really feel for Phil how he's had to struggle over these last several years. It's not been a great way for him to say goodbye to the radio industry, but... You know, you deal the cards what you got, you dealed, you know.
That were dealt.
Right, you deal the card that got dealt. No, you play the card.
That got played.
Right, you play the card that you played. And he's done the best he can. We're very happy to be filling in for him tonight, but he was at home. Frankly, he's very sick tonight. But not sick physically, he's sick mentally. He said he was, quote, sick of it. And I asked him, what did he mean by that? And he just looked at me and then broke down and started crying again and buried his head in a pillow. So I don't know.
Yeah, he's biting a pillow.
He's not biting a pillow, Steve.
Well.
He's just said he's... So he also recommends that you watch a YouTube clip featuring Danny Baker. Danny was a British disc jockey who was fired from his job in November of 2012. And Phil recommends you watch this clip because it's just like America. Danny Baker is being inducted into the Britain Hall of Fame about a week after he got fired. And Phil says that's just about where it's at. And I said, well, Phil, they're going to induct you into the Hall of Fame. And he said, I hope and pray to Jesus Christ himself that that never happens.
Why?
I don't know. I didn't ask him, but I think it's because he...
He doesn't want to be in?
I don't think he wants to have anything to do with it, yeah.
No, because he's afraid he's going to get fired?
He's not afraid of being fired. He told me tonight that he wished it would have happened, but...
So that's kind of weird. He doesn't want to be in the Hall of Fame, and he hopes and prays he gets fired.
Yeah, he's sort of... He wants to get into the podcast thing, as he said, so he can start pulling a paycheck. I'm Bobby Dooley, and that's weird. You're going to have to call Philip and ask him about that. I'm Bobby Dooley, and we're just going to do this for a few more minutes because I did streak when I laughed at one of the previous bits. I need to change some underwear. And we also need to check on our dog Aloysius and our cat Berlanger. And how is Berlanger?
I don't know. I got on the phone to say, I'm going to talk to Berlanger, but the cat lady sat on it. She said she almost sat on the cat. I said, no, you're supposed to be cat-sitting, but doesn't mean you sit on it.
Let me talk to her. Is she that?
Yeah, here.
No, don't put her on the air. Hello? Hi. Were you just talking to my husband? Are you the lady that's cat-sitting? You don't sit on the cats. You don't sit on them. When you cat-sit, you don't sit on them. I don't care if you don't like cats, I don't want you in my home. Bye. Berlanger, that's the name of our cat. Well, I don't care if you don't know what it means. It doesn't matter to me whether you know what it means. That's his name. I don't care if she... Okay, so she's a female. We call him a him. Let me clue you in on something, honey. What's your name? Amanda. Let me tell you something, Amanda. My name's Bobby Dooley. That's my cat. If you sit on it, I'm going to come back to my home, and I'm going to go looking for you. And it's not going to be pretty. Yeah. Yeah. You got it. You got it. What's your name? Amanda. Amanda what? Bub? Butt. Butts? That figures. I said that figures. I said your name is Amanda Butts. That figures. Like you've got a big one. Do you have a big... Well, honey, that's my cat. I don't care if you don't like cats. You shouldn't be cat-sitting. Who did? Well, you can tell him to rot. Is that the man at the cat sitting place? Yes, that's who I talked to. Jerry? Oh, excuse me. Gerard. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, you sound like a slut. Yes, you do. Well, maybe I do, but you... Guess what? I have the big home. You're the one that's probably going to be hitchhiking home tonight. Oh, your boyfriend's going to pick you up. Well, I hope he's got the right kind of car, because we won't... He's not getting in the community. No, he's not. No, he's not. No, he's not. Hang up on her.
Yeah, I got to hang up on it.
Hang up on her, Steve. What a cow.
That's lady sitting. She's sitting on a cat.
No, I told her you don't sit on cats. I said your cat's sitting. And she gave me some lip. And I said, well, good luck hitchhiking home. She said her boyfriend's picking her up. And I said, well, he better be in the right kind of car because we're not letting him in if he isn't.
No, I think he drives a two-tone. It's jacked up in the rear.
Well, if her boyfriend drives a jacked-up two-tone Chevy, guess what, honey? Not getting in tonight.
No, we don't let no two-ton Beaner way. No Beanermobile.
Don't say Beanermobile. Oh, God.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be racial.
My husband didn't mean that. We're very, very sorry. Yes, we do let Beaner... Well, not Beaner. We do let... We let any car with the big airplane meets on the back... Well, I shouldn't have said that. You are allowed in. Let's take a break, okay? If she calls back, I want to talk to her.
Well, you sure? She's got to call back with how much we owe her.
With how much we owe her after she sat on Berlanger? No. I'm Bobby Dooley. We'll be right back.
Truth is our bitch.
You got a two-tone.
The Phil Hendry Show.
What's your boyfriend's name? What's your boyfriend, Edgar? Well, if he got a two-tone, if he jacked up...
World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Well, this is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and you know, I'm Bobby Dooley, and I've just so enjoyed filling in for Phil. We've got a couple of emergencies that we have to take care of. One of them, we do want to see how Ted Bell is doing. The last word we received was that he had somehow fallen into a garbage truck, and the garbage truck squishing machine or the compactor pinched his head off or something. I don't know. I also want to sit down with my husband, Steve, and see what our options are with this woman that was cat-sitting. I'm very disturbed by these people. Who are they?
It's called cat.
What does that mean, it's called cat? Berlanger is my boy.
And if anything... Oh, Bobby, the cat's going to be okay.
If anything happens to that cat...
Well, no, that's fine.
Well, you said this tub of guts was sitting on it.
Well, I didn't know she was a tub.
I do. I saw her when she came through the door tonight, and she's looking the place over, and, oh, well, and where do you keep the cheese? And where do you keep the dip? She's asking me about all this disgusting food that she wants to shovel down. And I said, well, what do you mean, where do we keep our cheese? Are you bringing your own cheese? She said, yes. And she made a motion. Two guys came in. They were carrying the big cooler.
Oh, that's where those guys were.
Yes. And she said, where do you keep your cheese? I said, in the refrigerator. She said, thank you. And she whistled out the door, and two guys came in wearing ice cream man hats, carrying those big coolers.
Well, there's that Tillamook?
I don't know what their name was.
That's cheese.
Oh, yeah. So anyway, I said, what do you think you're doing? And she said, I'm loading up. And I said, God, I said, by the look of your ass, it looks like you have been loading up. And that's when she said, that's dirty pool. And I said, well, if you want to talk dirty pool, then let's talk about you using the pool with your brat. Because she has that kid.
Oh, that kid, yeah.
No one can filth up a pool the way this kid she's got with the diaper. God.
Well, why does a kid change a diaper?
Children don't change their own diapers, Steve, okay?
Yeah, well, she doesn't do it.
I know she doesn't do it. And I had to tell her. I said, you think the baby's going to change its own diaper? And she said, why wouldn't it? And I said, you are so dumb. And I might have even thrown in an F. You are so F. Oh, never mind.
That lady's just, she's all dumbed out and everything.
Some people just don't know how to behave. And the lady that was sitting on my cat tonight, Berlanger, and call her up, Phil. Call her up, Steve. I have a few.
What are you afraid of, Bobby?
If we have to pull If I've got to pull a dead cat out of that woman's ass crack.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God!
Well, call her up. I don't know what's going on. Forgive me, ladies and gentlemen. I'm awfully sorry.
Hello? Hello?
Calm down, Steve. Forgive me. Ladies.
Hello? Yeah. Is this cat? This cat? Cat Incorporated. Yeah, I'm Mr. Dooley. Where's my cat? Where's my cat? Did you check your butt crack? You did. Is there a cat in it? It's none of my business. I want to know if my cat's there.
Tell her we don't care. Hi. I don't care who else is in there. Is my cat... Okay, good. Thank you. Did we disturb you? Forgive me. You and your boyfriend? You better not be in our bed. Oh, God! She's in the bed.
Give me that phone. Get out of our bed. You got your boyfriend up there. I know the cat wasn't, but now the boyfriend... Get out of here. Get out of here. I know I'm not there, but I'm just saying, get out of here. I know you're not here, but I'm saying get out of here, meaning there.
Give me the phone. Hello, that's my husband. He's freaking out. Where is my cat, Berlanger? And you did check... Did you bend over? Did you look at a mirror? Did you look in a mirror? How are you going to see if you don't have a mirror handy? You reached up and... Oh!
Give me that phone. How dare you? You must be an animal. Have a cat wedged? Yes, I do know what it's like, because when I was a little tiny baby in my mama's cradle, she'd rock me in those cotton fields back home. Oh, that's a song, I mean.
Give me the phone, will you? My husband, he grew up in Wisconsin, and he thinks it was the South. What? So you see Berlanger? Does he look dazed? Because I want to know if you sat on him by mistake and he was wedged. Yes, I think you'd lie to me. You are all liars. I know all you people at Cat Incorporated. I've dealt with you before. You're the crawling scum of the earth. How much do we owe you? Okay. Well, thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you very much. Okay. No, wait, hold on. Check the mirror one more time. Okay, never mind. She hung up.
Is Berlinger okay?
Steve, would you get a grip? I'm the one that... Yes, he's all right. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry. Steve and I had a flashback to a time when we saw a cattail hanging out of Steve's mother's...
Out of the bottom of her skirt.
Yes. She had sat on Fluffoid, which was our first cat, and all we saw was the tail.
She's okay, though, huh?
Yes, she's okay. Or he's... Yes, she... It's a she. Did you know that?
No, I thought it was a he.
It's a she. I'm Bobby Dooley, and have a great rest of tonight. The next hour is going to be Phil from one of his earlier hours here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. I'm Bobby Dooley. Berlinger is okay, everyone. Yay. Is that her? Hello? I hope you die.
Phil Henry.
I'll send you and your husband to hell on a shutter.